loved being a pirate in the parade. I'm glad Jesus saved me from being as mean as a real pirate, though.
Yeah, it's amazing how Jesus can change your life once you get saved. You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Would you want to be a pirate? Pirate stories make it seem like they have lots of fun, but in truth, pirates ruin thousands of lives and steal millions of dollars of other people's stuff. No, you don't really want to be a pirate. See, when you get saved, Jesus changes your life and keeps you from being mean like a pirate. Instead, he helps you to be more like him by loving and serving other people. Then you can live like Galatians 5, 22 and 23 describes. The fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Well, our story today, it's all about pirates. It's called The Pirate's Life. Charlie loved pirate lore. His bedroom bookshelf was alive with tales of pirate raids on the high seas. He dressed up as a pirate captain for the school costume party and had a parrot named Matey that he trained to say, "Walk the plank! Walk the plank!" One summer, Charlie rode a pirate float in the community parade. It was decked out like a pirate ship and flew the skull and crossbones flag. All along the route, people cheered and took pictures of Charlie scowling in an eye patch and tri-cornered hat. He used the hat to collect money from the crowd for the children's hospital. "Dad, why are pirates so popular?" Charlie asked, taking a big lick of his peanut butter and chocolate cone. The ice cream stand at the end of the parade route was loud with the chatter of people waiting in line for a refreshing treat. "People are drawn to the adventure and excitement of the pirate life, the fierce battles and buried treasure," said Dad, who preferred raspberry sherbet. "What they don't often think about is how many lives were ruined or lost in stealing all that plunder." "What's plunder?" Charlie asked. "It's property stolen by force. Thousands of lives and millions of dollars were lost to bloodthirsty robber pirates. The pirate's life may seem exciting, but it brought about death and destruction." Charlie wiped his mouth. "But it is fun to pretend to be a pirate so we can raise money to help sick kids." Dad gave his shoulder a squeeze. "To me, you're like a pirate in reverse. You're collecting people's money voluntarily and using it to do good for those in need." "Like Paul in the Bible," said Charlie. "Before he trusted in Jesus, he beat up Christians and threw them in jail." "You're right," said Dad. "After he put his trust in Jesus, Paul helped the church and urged them to love one another. Jesus changed his heart and turned his life around, just like he does with all of us who trust in him." Dad grinned at Charlie. "How about another scoop?" Charlie gave him a playful scowl. "Arg! You can put the money for that extra scoop right in me hat, matey." So how about you? Are you living the pirate's life? It's okay to dress up as a pirate for fun, but living the way they did, hurting others for your own selfish gain, wouldn't be a good thing. And yet the Bible says that's the life we all live. We're all sinners headed for death and destruction, but Jesus died to change our course. When we trust in him, he gives us new life full of his love and kindness. Our key verse today?
Romans 5:8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
And our key thought for today, Jesus changes lives. There's a new way to listen to Keys for Kids Radio with Alexa. Listen to Keys for Kids Radio on Amazon Echo, the Echo Dot, and any other Alexa-enabled device. Just say, "Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio." Try it out now. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.